fucking stones. A thief will snatch your arm off and get his hustle on. What Phil didn't know, it was all in the streets. By high wine and dying, every hope that he meet. The freaks all heard about a nigga named Phil, and all they could think was set him up for the kill. For real, bitches got good game, especially on the niggas already falling lame. In the 10 nigga bitch that he was loving last week, his real good friends with his new freak is mine. So blind to the fact that all them bitches in on the same fly behind his back, and niggas who use their bitches to get the busters to get their riches. But if you slow, you will miss this. And feel been rolling for 5 years and never got hit. Broke up with a bitch and niggas found the shit, but constantly and constantly the bitches you slick keep tricking these niggas. Beware of the click. A heavy nigga on the down low, and everything was all lovey-dovey for a while. Till Joe found out that he was gonna have his child. Now Joe couldn't even see trying to settle down, cause he had another family on the other side of town. And he knew he couldn't fuck up his kids, his wife, his life over a bitch that he fucked in one night. Now Betty's good and pregnant, but she ain't showing. Gotta find a sugar daddy, so she start growing. Out the clubs, in the clubs, hanging out late, trying to find a man to carry old Joe's weight. Betty standing at the bar sipping juice and gin, and at the same damn time Phil walks in. And if you know Phil like I know Phil, whether you know Phil love hoes, Phil straight shows on Betty. Got a name, got a digits, and in about a day or two you know Phil hit it. Now this could be the beginning of some stankin' ass shit, so beware of the motherfucking click. Travel fast, so Betty knew she had him when she gave up the ass. 1 month passed, now she's sitting telling Phil, I'm feeling kinda funny, plus I don't use a pill. Next thing you know, Phil's about to be a father, and in about 7 months, Betty broke water. Things got harder, but Phil kept patient and worked to put the family in a better location. 6 years later, Phil and Betty still together, house flushed out, living room full of leather, son outside playing ball with his dad. Son that he had, didn't even know that the boy wasn't his. A very true fact, the only time will reveal. Now Phil lives lovely and Phil lives legit, but Phil was the sucker and somebody else's shit. Over the years things changed, Phil went from being a trick to a hustler, from a broke ass buster to a working motherfucking undercover. Betty did some changing of her own, left some trick niggas alone, kept her mind on her home. Everything is just like a scene in a story, but tell me in this picture, who really gets the glory? Is it Phil? Well, I really don't think so. Her son was another man's child on the down low, and Betty way down deep, deep inside, is tearing her apart to make her son live alive, but on the other side of town at the same time. Joe's thinking about a child that he left behind. 8 o'clock Monday morning, doorbell rings. It was Joe said he came back to straighten things. He said, Phil, you was real, but Betty's lying. Please let me see my son, and he start crying. The click.